Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me grab the headphones. I'll get dialed into the studio. Get these dogs to shut up. Oh, goodness. I better close the window or the neighbors are going to get mad. Hope the guests call in tonight. Wonder if anybody's going to call in. Well, let's do this thing.
It's Rated G Radio, and this is your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Rated G Radio. We're going to have so much fun tonight. We've got two back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back guests tonight. And I usually try to never get guests booked back-to-back because I have a tendency to want to chatter with them for longer than a half an hour. But that's what we're doing tonight. I'm really excited to have Anne Grosso. She's going to be joining the show in just a couple of minutes and talking about all of her fantastic things that she's working on, but more importantly, a project that she's very passionate about during the holidays called Feed, and we're going to find out all about that in just a second. And then we're going to have Ginger Button on, and Ginger is going to be talking about the service called ACN. If you haven't heard about ACN, you'll want to stay tuned to find out about that, how it can save you some money. And if you're looking to make a little dough on the side, maybe there are opportunities there for you as well. As I always promised my guests who are musicians on the Friday Night Dance Party, if you've got something coming up and you want to promote it, let me know. And Fontaine's Muse, they are a local band here in Orange County. They were on the show a couple of weeks ago. They play world music, and I think that theme is only fitting tonight since we're going to be talking about the Feed Project. But Fontaine said, "Hey, Garrett, I've got a new thing that's coming up, and when can I call in?" And I said, "I'd love to have you call in on Monday, but we've got Anne and Ginger on the show, so how about if I just read something for you?" So I'm going to plug them tonight, tomorrow night, and so on and so forth. Also, before I forget, I want to give a big shout-out to director Sam Urban. He's got a fantastic show that is on Lifetime Movie Network, you know, Lifetime for Women. He's got a movie that's on there right now that is playing tonight at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it's called Fatal Acquittal. It will also be playing on Thursday afternoon. Again, that's going to be on Lifetime Movie Network. And showtimes are, well, you know, just check your DVR and check that out. But it will be playing tonight at 9 p.m. Pacific. So as soon as the show's over, race out to find your TV, get it dialed up to Lifetime, and go watch that. Sam's going to actually be a VIP special guest on, I think it's going to be Thursday, October 9th, and we're going to be talking about a new movie that he's got coming out called Naughty and Nice, and a book, and so much more. Anyway, plug, plug, plug. Fontaine's Muse, they're going to be performing Saturday, September 27th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's an all-day event, 232 Main Street in El Segundo. They are going to be at a festy tent throughout the day, and they're going to be doing sets on the hour starting at 10 a.m. There's rides, food, a bouncy station of some kind, fashion, games, music, dance, family fun, and it's presented by the Kiwanis Club of El Segundo. That's Fontaine's Muse this Saturday. And if you need more information, check out their Facebook fan page at Fontaine's Muse. There we go. I think we've plugged it up. So without further ado, Anne, welcome to the show.
Hi, Garrett. Thank you so much for having me. My first radio show.
Really? Oh, well, it won't be your last because you're going to be on here and everybody's going to be saying, we need to have Anne on the show because she's so cool.
I hope not. I hope it's not my last.
Oh, no. You got to. Well, you're going to be like, on the VIP request list for all of the big shows. So thanks for coming on.
Okay. This is the gateway? This is the gateway.
I'm the gateway radio program. Some people call like pot
so
a gateway
excited.
Drug. This is the gateway radio program for everything. I know.
Awesome.
It's crazy. So for everybody listening tonight, Anne is a new dear friend of mine, a new BFF, so to speak, and I had the distinct pleasure of meeting her at Suzanne Wong's Playing Field Artist Workshop, which I don't get to go to every Saturday, even though I'd love to, but I try to get there as often as I can. And Anne is a brilliant director, model, actor, pretty much every – you do it – you're like the – I say the triple threat, but you're really the total package. And
Thank you.
So grateful that you share what you share on Saturdays, but I'm really grateful that you're here tonight. So if I could ask, since, you know,
yes.
I know you, and I kind of feel like, you know, we're BFFs now and all of that kind of stuff.
Right.
Can you maybe give a little bit
Indeed.
Of background on yourself and how you end up
sure.
coming to California, and, you know, feel free to gush and spill all the dirt.
I'd love to. Dirt.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know about dirt. I'll try.
Okay.
Well,
dirt. You know, I don't have to say all the secrets, you know, but enough to get you out here.
How can I begin? I was raised in New Jersey, spent my adulthood in New York City, so I'm basically an East Coaster. And I guess recently I spent probably about a year traveling around Central America, taking photographs and video and writing. And then I guess I've been in L.A. about 13 months now, settled in L.A. The reason being media, television, movies, that's really my dream job.
How did you go from being a world traveler to somebody who wanted to do photography and writing and directing and things like that? Because I think your journey is fascinating, and it's one that I think more people would try to, you know, say, I'm going to mimic Anne because her life is really fantastic.
Well, I feel like, you know, I have a degree from Parsons School of Design in New York City, an art degree, a fine arts degree. And even, you know, as a little girl, I was doing things like keeping a diary, which is basically writing. So, you know, I was drawing, which is, you know, a basis for art. I was always taking photographs on, you know, whatever disposable camera or whatever anyone would let me use a camera, Polaroid. So I was growing up doing all of these things. If someone would let me use their video camera, I would, you know, try and do video, which is the most difficult of the disciplines I have found, the most technical, especially editing. But, you know, you're sort of, I feel like you're sort of drawn to what you're meant to do, and it's it's joyful. And if I could tell anyone anything, it's, you know, to find your joy and whatever you would do for free or whatever you could do 24/7 and someone has to kind of drag you away from it, that's what you should be doing. And the money will sort of follow you. It'll come eventually. Mm-hmm. So that is really what led me to come to Los Angeles and leave my entire family behind on the other coast and pursue that here, because really that's where it's at, is L.A. That's where the heart of this business is. It's here.
Absolutely.
Especially the writing. Yeah,
well, and you do—you are such a great writer, and I know that you've shared
some
of that at the Playing Field with Suzanne Wong on Saturdays up in Burbank. And if you haven't checked that out, and if you're in the L.A. area, that is something definitely that I think any artist or anybody—I say anybody because really it's open to anyone—but anybody who wants to explore something fun and creative, that is a great place to do it on Saturdays. It's 10 to 1.
It's
up in Burbank. Isn't it just,
mm-hmm.
what's one of the, not to sit here and give, you know, Suzanne, you know, this huge commercial, but I absolutely love my time there. Every single time I go, I'm inspired by every person that's there. What has been a big takeaway that you have received from going to the Playing Field?
My favorite part about the Playing Field as a workshop is that it's not, what I've experienced in LA over and over is you have a film class or a writing class or a photography workshop or, you know, a filmmaker's conference or, you know, you have this sort of group of all the same people with the same exact goal. It's not just sort of a creative sort of soup like Suzanne's playing field is. It, she has singers. She has dancers. She has writers. She has actors. You know, speaking of writers, she is a poet. She has stand-up comedians. She has novelists, screenwriters, of course, filmmakers. You know, all different kinds of creative minds from different disciplines with all different kinds of goals. And I think that's fascinating, and I draw on all of those things for my creativity, which is awesome. I always leave there just so inspired and invigorated to add to my stuff, you know. It's always great.
I think that having never done anything like that before, I think that's one of the things that I really find fascinating is that you'll have somebody who will come in and they're writing a memoir and they'll read it and their writing is just so brilliant and you can just see everything. everything that they say. Or there'll be somebody, in, and you've done this, I think, where you've directed different scenes and you wanted to see how it kind of plays out. Or you're a writer and you want to hear people read your work and to see how it, you know, it sounds different in your head and as you're typing it out than it does when people are actually verbalizing it. You know, just all kinds of different things. And selfishly, I just leave there going, wow, I've learned so much about myself and things I want to do. I always feel like I get more out of it than I feel a little guilty, you know, but... anyway, I love the fact that I got a chance to meet you there. And one of the you have so many things that you've shared, but one of the things that you have shared with us that I think is not only hysterical but brilliant and beautiful is this creation that you have put into a short movie, but it's also a character that you've developed. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, yes. Well, I learned about performance art in art school and the discipline of it and the history of it. And I guess I sort of poo-pooed performance art at first as kind of self-indulgent. I never understood performance art. It always seemed weird and never into it as and to the big old
and Anne, I'm having a look. I think I'm having the signal just break up, but just a tiny, tiny little bit. Well, I'll say. I'll have you continue with the story, but I think it was broken up just a tiny little bit. So maybe it's just hit a little bit of a pocket there. Well, I think we've lost Anne for just a real quick second. While we, you know, I'm going to see if I can try to call her back. I've never done this on the show before, so let's see. 41, yeah, we say, 310-555-1212. So we're calling her back. See if we get her. Fun. Get to try something new live on the radio.
Hi, you reached Dan Grasso. Please leave me a message.
Well, we got a little bit of a voicemail there, so we'll give her a second or two. You know, sometimes that cell service, depending upon where you're at, is just a little on the crazy side. Well, I can't wait for Anne to continue to talk about her character that she's developed, because not only has she taken some brilliant photographs as this character, she's also brought it to life in a film that she's working on. So we're going to wait for her to tell us just a tiny little bit about that. And I think
I'm back.
There we go. Cool.
Yeah.
So, don't be sorry. Sometimes that happens. We were losing you right as you were telling us as you were developing your character. So if I could indulge you to go back and share that.
Of course. So as far as performance art, I was explaining that it's sort of a stepchild in the art world, and I also felt the same way. I didn't really understand it, but and all that you could do with it. So in school, I learned the history of performance art and actually all that can come out of a performance art character. And I developed a character based on a lot of things I had experienced in my own life, and I call her the poser. And I sort of took the poser from a red carpet experience, because I myself have been on many a red carpet and have also watched with the rest of us many a red carpet show, preview. Of course, magazines have sections every week now. On red carpet every day, really, on the internet. So my poser character is a satire of sort of failure on the red carpet, because it's become such a heightened state of perfection in a woman's sort of life, career, status, beauty, wealth, all of it, that I sort of take that and twist it around.
Well, and what I find so brilliant is that in each of the photographs that you create, you set a certain stage and you take the character with you, but you place the character in places that I find interesting. What are some of the more...
Thank you. I try and... I take the poser, who's myself, and I dress in some sort of overstyled, misstyled outfit on purpose. Designer dresses and accessories, which I have a lot of from my extensive wardrobe in New York. But I make sure that it doesn't look quite right. I have a tiny little red carpet and a small swath of red velvet rope. And I go to not an exclusive place. I have been to projects. I've been to empty lots with graffiti. I've been to garbage-strewn beaches, slums, places where no one's really paying much attention to that deserve mm-hmm. attention. Places that remain sort of hidden from view and forgotten almost by society as a whole, because we're too busy watching the red carpet and the bright lights and the pretty people.
And I love the fact that you recognize how it, and if I'm putting words in your mouth, I apologize, but how you've described mm-hmm. how frantic that red carpet can be as a participant. You've been on it many times. And to take uh-huh. that element somewhere else, and your character is still in that crazy, wrapped-up bow of this
right.
imaginary perfection, you know?
Yes.
And
it is an imaginary perfection, absolutely. And I feel like I still have that aspect to show. That is another sense of the carpet that I haven't been able to quite get in the way that I want yet. The assault that one is exposed to on the carpet is not something that the general public really gets a good glimpse of, because unless you're standing there as the object of attention, you don't see how many cameras are taking your photo. So it's lights going off at you, and the photographers who are making a living from the picture need the picture. So they're not just taking your photo as you sort of desire. They need your photo, so they're yelling at you for your photo. So they're yelling and screaming your name. So you have, I mean, depending on the event, you have 10 to 1,000
wow.
photographers screaming your name. So it's an assault. Sometimes you have fans who are also taking pictures and taking videos. So they're also screaming your name. So you just have screaming. And that's not normally for me. I mean, I'm not famous. But if I'm next to, you know, Jennifer Lopez, or I happen mm-hmm. to be next to Nicole Kidman, it's really intense and awful. And at the same time, you can't respond to that. You have to stand and smile and breeze through it
uh-huh,
as if it
uh-huh.
weren't happening. You have to completely tune out the assault and the noise level and the violence of it, which is really, it's wild. It's how far gone the media has become.
Well, I think that's
especially
something
on
that
red carpet.
Well, so as you continue to work on your film and you continue to develop these other projects, I would love to have you back to talk just exclusively about the insanity of all of that. But what makes perfect sense tonight is to have you on here talking about Feed, a project that you are very passionate about, but you're also passionate about your philanthropic work in many different settings. And I would, I really want you to spend time gushing about that, but why you have chosen to take on the Feed campaign and why you're trying to raise some money this week.
Sure. Well, actually, that's a kind of a perfect segue, because so many charity events have a red carpet as you enter. And that's basically why I have been on them to begin with, is attending charity events, because I always have been involved with various charities. And now I'm really excited about Feed, because I've started to kind of shift the focus of what I'm doing as far as charity to be more about basics in the world, like hunger and water and the care of children in war-torn places and things like that. So Feed was a no-brainer for me, because I happen to know Lauren Bush, who's now Lauren Bush Lauren, and I've known her for years. She is of the Bush clan, the famous clan, but is one of those people that is so lovely and so unassuming and shy and quiet and not at all trading on her very big name.
She's normal.
And has always, yes, very, very normal, even shyer than normal, and is a beautiful girl, and just is everything you love in a person. She's that person. She's just beautiful on the inside and out, and I was always attracted to that, given her big name, that she never was expecting anything from anyone based on that. And she was always philanthropic. And so she started this Feed foundation from nothing, from one burlap bag that she had made somewhere in the U.S., maybe even New York, stamped with Feed. I think she was sort of inspired by, I want to say, like farm feed. I'm not positive, but I believe she told me that. And that was her first product that she was going to sell to make money for her charity, which was based on feeding the world. And that was her grand scheme, her grand dream. And she's doing it. She's getting there. She's got the website now is thefeedfoundation.org. And her latest campaign is the Feed Supper, which I'm taking part in, because it's so easy. You just go to the website. She actually just had a race this past Saturday called the Feed 10K, which raised 800,000 meals for New York.
Wow.
I know. I mean,
that is crazy. That's awesome,
just,
though.
It's gangbusters. I mean, the website is www.thefeedfoundation.org, and you can go on the site and you can shop for beautiful products as gifts, send them, and you're doing good. At the same time, you're giving someone a beautiful purse or a beautiful satchel, or, I mean, she's got lots of things now. She's grown into such a such a magnet, and it's gangbusters, it's her organization, and she's working with the UN now, and it's just grown by leaps and bounds, and it's fantastic to see, because, I mean, she can stand here and say, you know, 1 in 7 people in the world go to sleep hungry, 1 in 7.
Terrible.
And it is terrible, and it's a shame, and it shouldn't be the case.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're fighting, you know, disease, and you're fighting war and such huge obstacles in lives across the globe, you know, you need a little something in your stomach or something to drink.
And you know, and you have done, you've taken it upon yourself to actually create a kind of like, you know, I've said it like a Kickstarter, but it's a global funding type of a program. You've taken on a dinner event, and you're trying to raise some money. And if people are listening to the show, on the show face page there, you'll see a link saying support Ann's fundraising campaign by clicking here. So if we go and donate a dollar to your campaign to raise money for the Feed Project, what does that dollar actually do?
It goes towards the campaign of Feed Sucker campaign. And what it does is it creates a meal which will go into sort of a large pot that is called the Feed Supper Campaign, which will be given to, anywhere from, you know, the United States where it's needed, or, which is such a shame, to, Kenya, to Syria, to Jordan. I mean, there are enormous, enormous needs around the world, especially in refugee camps, which are huge, South Sudan, around the world, where there's not enough to eat, and there's huge need. So,
by taking this project on, though, personally, what's your commitment at the end of this?
Okay, so I create a fundraising goal, like a Kickstarter or an Indiegogo, once I sign up for Feed Supper, and I'd meet my goal. I make sort of a pledge to meet my goal with my Feed Supper. And basically, I'm throwing a dinner party that is about charity. I'm going to throw the dinner party anyway, because I love to throw a dinner party. And it's just attaching, you know, something meaningful to the dinner party.
Since
I've done that, what I do anyway at a dinner party is talk about, you know, stuff in the world. It's just not about, you know, LA and, you know, the trials and tribulations of our everyday, you know, stuff. It's about the world. So.
And I think that is a perfect place for us to wrap it up tonight. I told you that you were like, I don't know if we, you know, how this is going to work. Did I tell you the time is going to fly by?
Really? Already?
Yeah. I know. The time has flown by. We're going to cut to a song and come back with Ginger Button to talk about ACN. But everybody who's listening tonight,
right,
I encourage you strongly to not only follow Ann on Twitter, you can click the link on the show page there, but go and support Ann's fundraising campaign. It will help feed people here and far, and you will put food in people's bellies who desperately need it, and it will change the world, and you can start being the change that you want to be.
Yep, so, exactly.
There we go.
That's the motto.
Okay,
and it's true.
So, Ann, my dear, hopefully I'm going to see you Saturday. And we will be back.
I would love
everybody.
That, I have a short film to show.
Okay, well, hang on the line real quick. So everybody else will be back right after the song with Ginger Button to talk about ACN. Here's a little song for you.
All we need.
Okay, everybody, we're back, and that was We Are the World. A big shout-out to Anne Grosso, who is not only just a superhuman being and somebody who I am very proud to call friend, but she's a great fundraiser as well. She's sponsoring the Feed organization, and I hope you're able to support that cause. It helps feed people up here and afar. But joining the show right now is Ginger Button, and Ginger is with a group called ACN, so we're going to learn all about ACN and the cool things they do tonight. Ginger, welcome to the show.
Hi, Garrett. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, my gosh. What a treat for me. So we're going to get to ACN in just a second, but since you're new to the show, you're a first-time guest for the show, I always like to have people try to give me a little bit about their background and, you know, where you grew up, you know, how'd you get to where you're at today and all that fun stuff, and then we'll get to the business at hand. But I love to hear all about your life first.
Okay. Well, my husband and I both are pretty much Arizona natives. We've both lived here since we were 2 years old. That's a really long time since then.
Oh, so. Okay.
we've got two beautiful daughters and five amazing grandkids. I absolutely adore my grandkids. And because both of our son-in-laws are in the Army, we're a military family. So my kids travel all over the place, and I like to be able to go and see them and spend time with them. Let's see. I've been part of corporate America for over 30 years. Started out as a travel agent, then ended up in the IT field or computer field.
Sure.
Spent the last 12 years in computers. My husband is a heavy equipment mechanic who works outside in the heat all day long here in Phoenix, which is not fun.
That's tough.
Yeah. Yeah, he's exposed to all the elements. It's pretty brutal. But just, you know, doing the day-to-day thing, the everything that you're taught throughout your childhood, you know, go to school, get good grades, get a good job working for a company. That's what we've done all of our lives so far. Go ahead.
And as you say, and how's that worked out for you so far?
Not very well. I mean, it's, you know, the companies we've worked for have been really good companies. Both of us really, at different points in time, enjoyed what we were doing.
Sure.
But it just got to the point where going to work and, you know, going to the job that just over broke on a day-to-day basis and making somebody else rich just wasn't working for me. I didn't like trading my time for money and somebody telling me what my time was worth to them. Mm-hmm. My time and talent was worth whenever I know how much my time and, you know, I know the value of my own time and talent. So
and,
it was just
so
one of those things where, go ahead.
No, I said, what changed for you? What happened? Because I think at some point you were introduced to ACN, and I would like to find out from you what ACN is, what they do, how you can, you know, maybe save some money on some stuff, and what else is going on with the group.
You bet. Well, I was managing an IT department, and after, you know, like I was saying, 12 years of loyal service, lots of traveling for the company. I was traveling all the time for them, a lot of late nights, a lot of weekends. What really got to me was the fact that I still had to beg for time off to go and see my family and to travel wherever in the world my daughters would be at the time and where they were when they were having their babies. I mean, I've got, like I said, five grandkids, and I'm a firm believer in family first. So not being able to be there when my grandkids were born, that is so not an option for me. That just started to really open my eyes. And, you know, I had, for a couple of years, I had a really cool boss who helped me out by allowing me to travel overseas when my youngest daughter was having her oldest. He helped me by giving me a little bit of extra time, allowing me to work from over there. And it worked out well, except for the fact that I had to deal with all of the pressure from upper management about being gone for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And
so
that's tough because
all of this,
you know,
made me
realize you want to be there being a grandma and helping out and all of this while still doing your job. And, you know, the last thing you need is somebody breathing down your back for doing your job just because you're not at your desk.
Exactly. We are a very close family. And, you know, it just made me realize that I was tired of working for somebody else, making people that I didn't know because they were so far up the management chain, you know, making them rich while I was just able to afford my living expenses and maybe take a vacation every 2 to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I were introduced to ACN. It'll be 4 years ago next month. My husband is tired of his job. Like I was saying, he's worked for the same company out in the elements here in Phoenix for 25 years.
Sure.
And he started thinking about trying something different. One evening while I was out of town for work, he got a call from his sister saying, "Kate, I need you to go to our niece's house here in Phoenix and see this presentation. You know, just do me a favor, go check it out."
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "You know, if you weren't my sister, I would tell you no. But because..."
So we've all got those calls before,
sister,
right? You know? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And he went, saw the presentation, and he actually was really interested in what he saw. He called me after the meeting and told me that I really needed to hear about this opportunity that could ultimately get us both away from corporate America. Well, I was unwilling to hear about it because I was so heavily entrenched with several projects at my job. And lo and behold, 2 weeks later, 2 weeks after he saw the opportunity, I had no choice but to see the opportunity because Tim Eves, who is our regional vice president, showed up at our doorstep and, you know, was saying, you know, just checking in on us.
Uh-huh.
I had never met her. She had never met Dale or I, my husband or I. And she sat down and started explaining ACN to me. She answered my endless list of questions because I'm this, you know, question person.
Well, you're in the tech world. And, I mean, you're there to ask questions. I mean, this is your nature.
Exactly. And she showed me how, basically, she showed me how both my husband and I could be out of our corporate America jobs within 3 to 5 years just by helping others save money and or make money. And I was just like, okay, you know, that really got my attention because much like Anne, I love to help people. I'm all about helping people.
Real quickly, ACN is not selling you something, you know, like I'm not selling you vitamin supplements. I'm not selling you makeup. I'm not selling you a timeshare. I'm not selling you, you know, life insurance or things like that. What does ACN actually do?
Well, ACN, just a little bit about the company.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 21-year-old company. They've been around since January of 93. And what they do is they enable ordinary people to tap into a multi-billion-dollar industry of telecommunications, banking, and energy in 24 countries. I know that's kind of the 30,000-foot view.
That's a good place to start.
This is accomplished by showing people how they can own their own global business, brokering these services and more.
And so
also
really,
about giving back.
ACN,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, so just as a simplified version, and correct me if I'm wrong, so ACN is really about helping people get services that they need, and it's really through brokering services. So, and brokering is not a bad word at all, and in my world, or in worlds that I've been involved in the past, you know, that just simply means you're helping people get the best value or a great value for something that you were going to get ready to purchase or already purchase anyway. And so
Absolutely.
That's kind of how the ACN model works.
What we do is we broker services that people are already paying for.
Mm-hmm.
Cell phones, TV, internet, home security systems. In the markets that are already deregulated, we're able to broker gas and electricity. And we broker merchant services for businesses. So anybody that accepts a credit card, we can usually save them on the cost of the fees they're paying on the merchant services. We're brokering these services for Fortune 100 and Fortune 500 companies.
Mm-hmm. So I know you work with big names, and that's all, and we'll get to all of that in just a second, but give me an example of a type of a service that might be out there today that people are paying for that you can help them save money with, just as, and again, this is just as, I want to help people, not as, you know, trying to get people to sign up as a business partner or anything like that, because I'm sure you can share some information about that as well. But if you're just out there trying to help people save money on, let's say, their cell phone or their internet or something like that, can you give me maybe an example of some success stories that you've had where people have gone, wow, I can't believe I'm saving all this money with ACN now?
Absolutely. One of them that comes to my brain first and foremost is a gas customer, natural gas customer that we've got in Michigan. Her bill in her, just her gas bill alone in December of 2012 was $700. She doesn't have a very big house, but yeah, her gas bill was $700. We talked to her, showed her that we could actually lower her per therm price that she was paying because, you know, energy, electricity is done in kilowatt hours. Natural gas is done in therms. So we showed her that we could lower or get her a lower price per therm on her natural gas. Well, whenever I talked to her, December of 2013, actually I talked to her in January of 2013, her gas bill was $300. So we cut her bill in more than half. So I mean, that's an extreme example.
And
other
Ginger,
examples
real quick, was,
are cell phones. Go ahead.
Before we get to that, was there any like extra cost for her to either sign up or participate to get that $400 savings?
Absolutely not.
So what?
No, there was no sign up fee. There was nothing.
As a consumer, then, is there any proverbial catch that's out there, or what's the hidden, you know, what's out there that's hidden that, you know, people should know about if they're going to go like, wow, I'd like to save $400 on my gas bill, you know, over the course of this next year, but I know at the end of the day, boy, I'm going to get that, you know, that letter saying, oh, we forgot to tell you about the hidden dog catcher fee, or is a supermoon fee, or whatever. So what do people need to know going into this if they're going to look at ways to save some money and really feel comfortable knowing that what they're doing is really going to be of value to them?
They need to know that there's not savings in every market that we're in. You know, somebody may have a really low price on their natural gas or their electricity, and we could, you know, but they may think that, oh God, I'm paying so much for this right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we could look at it and see that, no, we're not going to be able to save them any money. They have a decent price of what they're paying. So there's not going to always be that savings. We're not always going to be able to meet or beat what somebody is currently paying. And if we can't meet or beat what somebody is currently paying, we don't ask them to change services. We leave them where they are.
Do you have some type of like analysis that you go through where you can do kind of like a little bit of a comparison on what they're currently spending versus, you know, proposed, savings with ACN?
Yeah, absolutely. What we do is whenever we're talking to people, and this ACN is all about warm market. We don't go knocking on doors or hanging flyers or anything else. We talk to friends and family and referrals. So it's not, you know, going out there and reaching out to somebody that you just happen to run into on the street. And you're, you know, going to say, hey, can I see if I can save you some money on your services? No, what we'll do is, we do a survey sheet. We do it for businesses as well as residential and ask people, okay, what are you currently paying for your cell phone, your home phone, your internet, your TV, your home security system? You know, who do you have as far as, do you have any sort of technical support for your computer? What are you currently paying in the markets that are already deregulated, what are you currently paying for your gas and electricity? And then we have our own online store. We're a business. And rather than having the brick-and-mortar building, we don't have the overhead of a brick-and-mortar building. Everything we do is e-commerce, just
right.
Like shopping with, you know, Amazon or anybody else. And what we'll do is we'll sit down either with the person we're talking to, you know, the potential customer, or we do it on our own, and we'll just shop looking to see what services are available in their area. And if and where we can save them money. And if we can, we show them, hey, look, I can save you money here. You know, let's just say on your cell phone. Somebody's got a Sprint cell phone. And they're no longer under contract with their cell phone, and they're paying, you know, $70 a month for unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data. Well, by going through us, through Flash Wireless, they would still be on the Sprint network, but we've got unlimited talk, text, and data for $47 a month.
What, 40? Okay, wow. That's a huge difference.
Yeah.
So, but
yeah,
again,
so I mean,
it's a perfect example for somebody that has, let's say, I think you said Sprint service, that is not on contract. So it's like if you're already on an agreement, you know, and you got to pay the $1 million fee to get out of it or something like that, that's probably not the best example of somebody that would be served by this. But if you're off contract and, you know, you wanted to save some money, you know, saving $30 a month or $25 a month or $10 a month, that's very cool. And then you get unlimited.
Well, absolutely. And it also helps the business owner, the ACN business owner,
mm-hmm.
that contacted you about the services. It helps them make money because we make a percentage off of every customer we have. So every month when my cell phone customers pay their bill, I make a percentage of that money back in residual income. It's, you know, Elvis money.
Well, okay, let's talk about that next then, because I think that's a perfect segue to the next part of the business. So as a consumer, you know, if I'm an ACN business owner and I've approached you, Ginger, and I said, you know, who do you use for your cell service? You know, oh, I use Sprint. Are you on contract? No. How much do you pay? $1 million a month. Well, I can do it for 47. Are you interested? Sure. Okay. Well, now I've just saved you a bunch of money and all of that stuff is good. But if you're an ACN business owner and you've now provided, you know, what you're doing, you're providing value to somebody who's already buying the service. You got it for a better value or more, you know, more service for, and less money and all of that good stuff. A great value for the customer. But now as an ACM business owner, you know, I would assume, you know, the more people you can find to provide that value to, you know, the more money you would make.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's all about acquiring customers. That's what we do. We are a customer acquisition company. Nobody makes any money in ACN without acquiring customers. So, I mean,
right.
You know, if somebody comes in and decides to be a business owner because, you know, their brother-in-law showed them that they could save money on their cell phone, they could save money on their TV service and their home phone service, and they don't want their brother-in-law to make the money off of their bills. They want to make their own money back on their own bills.
Sure.
That's perfectly doable. And
it's
recommended.
Yeah.
You should always be your own customer first. But, you know, if the brother-in-law came in and didn't get any customers, well, he's not going to make any money.
Right, exactly.
We are strictly a customer acquisition company. And the other thing is that the other thing about becoming an ACM business owner is that you actually get to work with people you like. And you get to be your own boss.
Nice.
Because, you know, if you don't like the boss that you've got as an ACN business owner, then you're in trouble because that means you don't like yourself. So, I mean, it's just one of those things where you get to pick who you work with, and we build a team. We build teams. We actually go out and show people how they can make money and save money with ACN.
Well, so
and
for everybody who's...
Things...
Go ahead, Ginger.
I'm sorry, go ahead. No, it's just one of those things where it's not for everybody. Not everybody is interested in being an ACN business owner, but everybody is usually interested in saving money.
Well, and I think that's one of the fun things about having a show like this is that we can talk to people all around the country. And actually, we have people listening from, and I don't have everybody pinged in tonight from all of the places, but we have regular listeners in New Zealand, Australia, Finland, Scotland, England, Canada, and even Israel, believe it or not. So we have people that are listening from all over the world. So, you know, there's probably something in there for a lot of folks. I know on the show page tonight, there is a link that you can go to check out. And if you have a problem with the link, let me know. Just send me a quick email, and I'll make sure you get the link updated, because we're having some issues right before showtime tonight. But you can go in and actually click on that and then find out what services are available for your particular state in all 50 states and see if there are opportunities for you to maybe save some money on some of the services that you're already purchasing, like Ginger had mentioned. Ginger, can you kind of do a quick rundown of some of the more common services or the popular services that people would find in most states?
Home phone service, you know, local and long distance. We also offer digital phone service, the phone that runs through your internet. Cell phone service, that's a big one. TV, internet, home security, and home automation.
And when you say TV, are you talking about, like, what type of TV service is available?
Well, we've got Dish and Direct pretty much in all markets, so anywhere in the United States. And then in some of the more limited markets, I know California is one where both AT&T UVerse and Verizon Fios are available. Any of the markets that AT&T UVerse and Verizon Fios are in, we've got TV there as well.
Oh, cool.
And then some of the markets in, you know, other parts of the world, Canada, Europe, Australia, New Zealand. I mean, we're in 24 countries. So
nice.
It's constantly expanding. Not only are they always expanding the countries that we're in, but also the services that we can broker. But,
well, I think,
you know, and I mean,
think
it's
this,
both residential. Sorry?
Well, you help both residential and business customers. So, if you're a small business owner or just, you know, regular Joe Blow like myself out there looking to maybe save some money or looking for ways to help, you know, maybe grow your business a little differently, this may be something that you would like to check out more. Ginger, do you have a phone number that people should call? I know that we have the link on there so people can go check out services and you can click on there if you want to find out more, but is there maybe a special number people could call if they'd like to either talk
Absolutely.
To you directly to find out more?
Yeah, if anybody wants to find out more about the business itself, they can give me a call directly. My number is 602-320-4137, and I welcome any questions. I mean,
okay.
I love to talk to people about this.
You're not only a great helper, but I think you have a great passion for really trying to find the right way to help people with whatever set of circumstances they're in. So if it's a good fit for you, I like the fact that you say that's wonderful. And if it's not, maybe you know somebody else it might be a good fit for. So, you know, it's about
exactly.
just helping people along the way and, you know, doing a little bit of a pay it forward along the way. So everybody, as we get ready to wrap up the show tonight, Ginger Button again is with ACN. If you want to talk to her directly, it's 602-320-4137. 602-320-4137. If you need her number after the show, just ping me and I'll go ahead and provide you that information. You can also check on the show page right there and you can click the link and it should show you which ACN services are available in your state. If you're in Colorado or Arizona or Utah or Delaware or wherever the case may be, you click the state and it will populate. You click on the services that you're interested in and it will tell you what is available. Ginger, we're out of time. I can't believe our section went so quickly, but it did tonight. Are there any last words of wisdom that you'd like to impart for any of the listeners out here tonight?
Yes. One of the things is ACN has partnered with a foundation called We'll Play for Food. And every time ACN acquires a new customer, a child in North America, a starving child in North America, gets fed. Every month when that customer pays their bill, another child is fed. So not only are they about saving people money, but they're also about paying it forward and helping starving children in North America. So, yeah, it's a fantastic company.
Awesome.
And
awesome.
I highly recommend everybody check it out.
Check it. You know, and the worst thing that's going to happen is you get information, and information is always a good thing to have. So I will encourage you to do that as well. Any questions, again, it's Ginger Button with ACN, 602-320-4137. Check out the link on the show page there. And if you're still stuck, then send me a note, and I'll make sure you get the right people in contact with you about how you can save money in your markets or help other people save money. And Ginger, before we go, I'm going to kind of give you a rundown for what's happening for the rest of the week for the rest of the listeners. Tomorrow night on Tuesday, we have live from Sedona, Arizona, we have Tarot Jeff back on for a special 90-minute special. Wednesday, we have John Odlum out of Connecticut. He's going to talk about essential oils and Theta Energy. Thursday, we've got Matthew Anderson with theater people out of Minneapolis, St. Paul. They are looking to raise money for a season two of their brilliant web series called Theater People. And if you have a chance to go see Theater People, go look it up on the web. There's 10 episodes. They're all about 8 to 10 minutes long, brilliantly acted, and the humor, oh my gosh, you got to see that. And then Friday, at a very special time, 6 p.m. East, 3 West, we've got the Chrysagas brothers, Christian twin brothers, Brian and Sean, are back for their repeat here on Rated G Radio for an early Friday night dance party. We're going to be playing their album, Conversations with God, talking about their reality TV show that they are shopping around and all of the crazy things that have been going on in the last year since they've been on the show last time. And for that, everybody, I want to thank you. Ginger, stay on the line for just a second. Thanks, everybody, for being on the show tonight. Hope you come back tomorrow and join us live. 90-minute special, 90 whole minutes. We'll be with you tomorrow night. Enjoy your evening. This is little Sheena Easton with some telephone. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to
Rated G Radio.